Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, that is right, my friends. Conservative, not bitter indeed. It's a pleasure to be here today. Thank you for joining us. Hope you had a nice weekend. We did as well. We did as well. I'm assuming you did. But it's good to be back here as always. You'll know last week, I just returned on Friday. We had been out of town and just returned for Friday. So back at it behind the microphone here today. And it is a pleasure to be here. I want to talk about James Comey's indictment today. That's what I want to get to on today's program. A lot of things I want to get to regarding this. And I think at its core, what we want to discuss here is the difference. Well, I guess two things that I think... there's two sources of pressure. Number one, you don't want to politicize something and go after your political opponents for unjustified or political causes. At the same time, you don't want to have one side or one group of people be able to act without any sort of regard for the law, and then once they no longer have the ability to do so, to not be held accountable. And so that's the question that we want to get into today. Where is that line? How do we address this? And we're going to do our best today, my friends. Again, it's good to be back here. Program brought to you in part by our friends at 4-8 Financial. Friends, think about this for just a moment. Our investments, they're like seeds that we plant. You know this. They grow, they multiply, but are they bearing the type of fruit that we want? At 4-8 Financial, they believe your money should reflect your values. They specialize in wealth management and biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith. It's all part of what they call their purpose-centered financial planning, helping you live a life of meaning and purpose. Want to see if your current investments align with your values or to what degree that they do? All you have to do is visit 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, they're here to worry about your money so that you do not have to. All right. So that being said, my friends, James Comey has been indicted. He's been indicted on two counts. One is a false statement to Congress. The other is obstruction of a congressional proceeding. The basis for these charges is a 2020 Senate testimony where James Comey denied authorizing anyone at the FBI to be an anonymous source. Prosecutors have found or alleged that this was false and designed to impede the hearing. And so this went to a grand jury. Now, let's talk about a grand jury for a moment, because this is important. So Congress, the framers, the founders, the people who helped build this country were smart enough to understand that this political abuses could happen in a country. Of course, I would maintain it's probably part of human nature. So whenever someone is in political power, they might have an inclination to go after those with whom they disagree, because if you can criminalize disagreement, or if you can effectively turn into criminals those who disagree with you, then the ability to win political fights in your country becomes easier, especially if you can completely outlaw those. That is an atrocious way to behave in a free society. We don't want this. We don't want every 4 years or every election cycle there to be a different cast of characters that are targeted by our government, by the federal government, by any government, really. But we're talking here specifically about the federal government. And that's a terrible thing. And so that's one of the reasons why, one of the many reasons why we have a jury of our peers. In fact, I've seen, and it's comical, I saw one guy do a video where he talked about being on a jury. And he said something like, what do you want me to be on a jury for, man? You know, I'm working 40 hours a week down at the local grocery store, or wherever he was working. You want me to get into a group of 12 people with a banker, with a housewife, with a, you know, someone who's a blue-collar worker, some white-collar worker, some retired folks, and you want me to decide if some random guy is guilty of a crime? No, man. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing. This is how some people think. Now, I know. I want to be clear. We're talking about a grand jury, which is different than a trial jury, but there's similarities as well. And so, but the idea is that you don't want people embedded in our government. You don't want people who are on the government payroll to be making decisions about whether or not the people in our society are guilty of creating or breaking the law. Because what happens is, you can see you have a recipe for disaster. If everybody involved, the prosecutor, the judge, the jury, if they're all getting their paychecks from effectively the same pot, then recipe for disaster can happen. And so the idea is again, we're talking here about trial juries, not grand juries, but again, there's a common thread here, because I know a lot of people, a lot of younger people think this should, hey, just find the professionals, hire a group of people, train them on how to be a juror, you know, make them, put them on the payroll, make that be their job, and they can go from trial to trial, determine who's guilty, who's not guilty, all that. But that's not what the founders envisioned, nor do I think that that's what we should have. We should have a trial of our peers is a wonderful thing. And what it does is, it basically is one of the many safeguards that we have against government overreach. And so the government comes and makes the charges. And this, again, in this case, I don't want to conflate these things. I'm just talking about the thinking and the ideas behind it, and we'll get into a grand jury specifically. But the government makes the case. The government makes the claim. This person broke the law. They did this, and we're going to prove it in a court of law. They take it to a judge who's also a part of the government, right? He or she is part of the judicial branch. That person presides over the case, tries to make sure that the Constitution, that statutes are fairly applied to the defendant, that rules are followed, that there's discovery, that you know, the entire process, that evidence that's not allowed to be admitted is not admitted. I shared when I was on a jury, there was a portion of time where I wasn't sure if we were going to get dismissed or if it was going to be a mistrial. Because the prosecution, when playing back a video of an interview they had with the defendant, they were supposed to delete all verbiage, all reference to I think it was Narcan, I believe it was, or maybe it was to a specific drug, but Narcan, of course, is to help you if you have an overdose of a drug. But nonetheless, whatever the term was supposed to be washed from all, it was supposed to be bleeped out and taken out of transcripts and so forth. But the prosecution overlooked an instance, and it was actually in the video. They didn't edit that part out. They didn't bleep it out. And so we heard this. The defense attorney immediately objected. They convened a meeting at the judge's bench. The judge said this is going to take some discussion. He dismissed us for an early lunch, a long lunch, and they hashed it out. Turns out we simply were given instructions. The judge did not declare a mistrial. He was simply said, look, I'm going to instruct them to not consider what they heard in their final decision, but, you know, to take in the other facts of the case, and we can continue moving forward in this particular, in this trial. And so the reason is because you want people there who are, it's a type of safeguard. It's a type of safeguard that says, you know, we want to follow the law. The jury wants to follow the law, but we also want to make sure that the prosecution and that the judge and all the people involved in this have done the right things, have provided enough evidence whereby we can say this person is guilty. So it's a built-in safeguard. Now, that's for a trial, a trial jury. Now, for a grand jury, grand juries are a little bit different. It's a preceding step. And so what happens is a prosecutor will convene a grand jury and they will present evidence. These people are regular people. It's 23 members in federal grand juries are typically, from what I understand, are typically is the typical size. And this is the same pool of people that you would have for criminal, or for, I should say, for trial juries. And so the prosecution presents evidence to these members of the grand jury, and they need 12 of the 23 to vote to what's called a true bill. And if it's a true bill, then it will the person's indicted. This will move forward into the criminal process. They're not deciding the guilt or innocence or guilt or not guilty verdict of the person. They're deciding probable cause. Again, these are all things that are established in determining whether or not a person is actually, at the end of the process, guilty, but whether the process simply moves to the next step. And so this grand jury said, by the way, they were given three particular charges to consider. One of them, they said that there was not enough evidence to establish probable cause. The other two, that they did. And so now this moves forward. There's an indictment, and we'll see what happens next. If this, how far this goes, this could be stopped at any part of the process, but this could go to, who knows? I'm not making any predictions or projections, but this is done in secret. The defense isn't present. This is just kind of a checkpoint whereby there are people in the, I suppose, the local non-government community who will have an input as to whether or not there's probable cause in bringing charges against an individual. And again, on two of these three charges, they said yes as it pertains to James Comey. Now, the standard is less. Now, when you go to trial, there's a term that you have probably heard. I know that those of you, unless you're new and you're just, you know, getting your feet wet into politics and haven't discussed these things or didn't pay attention in high school, government, civics, whatever you might have had, you're familiar with some of these terms. But once you get into a criminal trial situation, there's a thing that says, there's a standard that basically says beyond reasonable doubt, right? So the idea here is to say, once you get to the trial, you're determining someone's criminal guilt or not guiltiness. You decide if there's basically any other logical explanation other than the case presented by the prosecution. And so the idea isn't to sit there at the end of hearing the testimony and to say, well, I listened to the defense, I listened to the prosecution, I think the prosecution's right. That's not the idea. In fact, some people say you have to be 90%+ certain that the case presented by the prosecution is really what happened. And effectively what you're doing is saying, is there any other logical explanation that can be used to determine whether or not this person is guilty? Now, that is the level. That's the level of required scrutiny required for you to cast a guilty verdict. Now, you're to presume that they're not guilty. Your presumption is not guilty until you've heard enough evidence to where they're guilty. That is different from a grand jury. A grand jury does not have that same level of requirement upon them as to whether or not they move something into, in this particular case, decide that there is probable cause. This is a different situation. Again, the defense is not present. This is just the prosecution presenting the evidence to the grand jury. The grand jury basically says, we think you got enough here to establish probable cause. You can move these charges to the indictment stage, or you don't have them, and we can't recommend that you do that. So this has simply gone through that particular stage right now. Now, you may have heard people say things like a grand jury could indict a ham sandwich, and there's, you know, some truth in that. And this, because the standard is lower, they're not hearing arguments from the defense and so forth. It's just one-sided. Here's what I've got. Is there enough evidence to proceed with this? That's where we are. Kelmy, as I've said, has been indicted on two counts. A third was rejected, showing that the grand jury had some hesitation somewhere in what they were shown. Okay, now, the charges that were filed against Comey have a five-year statute of limitations, not statute of limitations, as Cosmo Kramer would have told you if you were a Seinfeld fan. And we're approaching that period of time to where he would have been ineligible to even be indicted, but they've gotten this underneath that particular time frame and window. The potential penalty for this includes up to 5 years per count, 5 years in prison per count. And so I want to talk about this today. I want to talk about the dangers of politicizing, weaponizing our government to go after our political adversaries. But I also want to talk about the dangers of allowing people to hide behind that, allow them to basically do whatever they want without repercussion. That is dangerous as well in a free society. So we'll continue this conversation in a moment. Friends, are you tired of spending your hard-earned money at businesses that turn around and support leftist causes? I know that I am. I've had enough of this. You've heard me talk about the seven pillars of propaganda that the left uses to press their absolutely morally bankrupt ideology upon the American people. One of those pillars, one of those areas of our society they do this in is in woke business. And they use this sometimes subtly and sometimes with a very heavy hand. But this is why we created Freedom Marketplace. Freedom Marketplace is a free searchable directory of businesses that share your conservative values. Businesses that have vowed not to support leftist candidates, not to support leftist causes. In fact, if they do, they will be booted from said directory. I've never had this happen, but we absolutely and positively will boot people who violate the terms of being listed at freedommarketplace.net. So no login is required. I think you can, but that's not necessary. This isn't about anything other than providing you with people, with businesses that are patriotic, pushing in the same direction you are. Check it out, freedommarketplace.net. That's freedommarketplace.net. Liberty and business for all. All right, so it's pretty clear, if you thought about this for 5 seconds, that you don't want a country, a society, a government where you have one group that's in power who's making it a crime, basically, to be in the political opposition. That is not what we want. That is not a free society. That is not an admirable way to live. That does not help us get to truth. That creates an air of fear. It silences people who are afraid of getting caught up in, the political crossfire. It silences people, or it threatens to silence people who simply have different ideas. We don't want that. However, on the other side of the equation, you absolutely cannot have a group of people, a group of individuals, or just an individual who thinks he or she can do whatever they want when they are in political power, because they will then, when they're out of political power, say to you, you can't target me because I'm your political opposition. You see, context matters. Again, that's why I went through this thing with the grand jury. This wasn't just like the Department of Justice came along and said, we're going to arbitrarily charge James Comey for what he is alleged to have done in the past, nearly 5 years ago. We're going to take this to a grand jury. Again, that's why these processes exist. Now, it doesn't mean that those cannot be abused. I would maintain that these things were abused against President Trump. In fact, I want to go through some of the things, how the left has weaponized the government against Trump. There's a pattern of abuse here that we can see. And here's the question we have to ask ourselves. Yes, on the, it's, you know, so many things are like riding a bicycle, right? You have to find balance between the two. And you'll hear when the left is on one side of the argument. In this particular case, they are on the side that says we don't want basically Comey to face justice. We want to protect Comey. All you'll hear about is how dangerous it is for the government to seek to get retribution against its political enemies. I'm, by the way, I agree with that. That's a terrible thing if the government is seeking retribution. But there's another side of this. There's also, you know, you can tip the bicycle over to the left, as Biden did when he was riding his 10-speed or whatever he was riding when he was president, and he tipped over stationary. But you can tip it over both directions. You got to balance it both left and right. You can balance or tip over, I should say, the other direction if you're not properly balanced. And the other direction is when we refuse to hold people to account, when we refuse to enforce the law, when we refuse to go after people who have been actively weaponizing the government to go after their political opposition, their adversaries in prior years. That is the other side of this. And that is why context is king. That is why nuance and context matters. That is why it matters to understand the facts of the situation. James Comey should not be exempt from all criminal prosecutions because he is a political adversary of Donald Trump. Likewise, James Comey should not be targeted for criminal trials and so forth, charges, indictments, simply because he is a political adversary of Trump. These things should not matter. But my friends, given where we are in this, the dismantling of our society and the way that things are supposed to work, this is the place that we have reached. And so this is the place that we are. So that's the balance. We have to balance between making sure we don't target people simply for being on the other side of the political aisle. That is, I will not stand for that. Whether it is someone on our side of the aisle being targeted or someone on the other side. I am, however, a fan of justice. And I don't want to see people use that as a defense that says, just because I'm on the other side of the aisle politically from you, I should be able to do whatever I want, whenever I want to do it, and keep you from holding me accountable per the law once you are in political power, the other side. That is equally as bad. Justice needs to be pursued, and that's what I want to talk about here. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about some of the ways the left has weaponized government. You'll see a pattern of abuse. Many of these things you know. Some of these things might jar some things back into memory, but you get the idea. But I've got to take a time out. In the meantime, my friends, sit tight. You are listening here to the home of conservative, not bitter talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds.
You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. Talking about James Comey's indictments here today. Before I get too much further down that path, let me remind you here that, well, of those folks that you've seen out there, you've noticed some families, they have a plan to deal with anything that lasts for generations. That's not by accident, my friends. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want to make sure that their wealth will make a difference for years to come, for generations to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, and option strategies with expert legal guidance. It's all about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love today and tomorrow. If you're looking to do more than just manage your money, if you want to leave a mark and build something lasting, take a look at Full Suite Wealth. FullSuiteWealth.com is the website. Jason and his team will take great care of you, very skilled, and have a wide variety of ways that they can help you as you look to build your legacy and secure your future with Full Suite Wealth. If you go there, by the way, if you reach out to them, let them know you heard about them here on the Todd Huff Show. By the way, I want to say this too. We here at the Todd Huff Show, we do our level best to find businesses, partners, sponsors that you can benefit from. Now, I know not everybody can benefit from every sponsor, but we try to find people that we think can provide you with a product, a service, some value, some things that we think you would be interested in knowing about. And so those are the folks that make this program possible. If you can support those advertisers, those sponsors, those partners, I encourage you to do so. Full Suite Wealth is just one of them. In fact, we're coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth studios that you would have heard mentioned at the top of the program if you heard it from the beginning. Anyway, my friends, so let's get back to this. Let's get back to talking about Comey here. Let's get back to talking about these indictments, and there's really questions here, right? Should political elites, should people on the left, either side of the aisle, but in this case, I know Comey, they say, is a Republican. Comey is as anti-Trump as they get. Comey is someone who is interested in the Uniparty. I don't know that Comey's a leftist, but he's a lover of big government. There's no doubt about that. But should people like Comey be able to avoid being held accountable, or should they be held to the same standard as the average American, as you or I would be held? That's the question. And is it revenge, is it political retribution to hold someone accountable who actually committed an alleged crime? That's the question here. I mean, that at its core would be no, right? I mean, the context matters. It's not revenge if you're basically enforcing the law. It is if you're misapplying the law. It is if you're making laws up, as they did against Trump, and prosecuting someone for the first time ever, as they did with Trump, with some sort of a concoction as to how he broke the law. That's not what's happening here. This is pretty straightforward. In fact, I can explain, the average conservative, the average person can explain to you what Comey is alleged to have done wrong here much more easily than the average person can explain what Trump did wrong and some of his legal shenanigans that he's had to deal with. All right, but before the break, I'd mentioned that the left has weaponized the government for some time. You'll see that there's a pattern of abuse, as Michael Scott would say during the deposition. That's one of my favorite offices, the deposition. There's a pattern. He has to have mnemonic devices to remember words that he wants to say. Pat took a turn, he said. Don't ask me how that made him remember it, but there's a pattern of abuse here. pattern of abuse. Let's go through some of these. Some of these go back 15 years or so. In fact, this first one does IRS targeting, 2010 to 2013. The Tea Party groups, remember Tea Party groups, they were flagged for extra security. This is Lois Lerner. IRS admitted wrongdoing in a 2017 settlement. Tea Party groups, conservative groups, were targeted, were flagged for extra scrutiny. I might have said security. Scrutiny is what I meant to say. And this was admitted finally in 2017. They were targeted because they were conservative. Crossfire Hurricane. Oh, now we're getting into the Trump era. 2016, that's when the FBI used Clinton-funded Steele dossier. Oh, yes, the Steele dossier. Russia, 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 collusion, delusion. They used this for FISA warrants on Trump aide Carter Page. The inspector general found 17 errors and or omissions from this. So they used this dossier to effectively spy, Trump said, to phone tap his campaign, I should say. Good old Clinton emails. Hillary Clinton's emails back prior to the 2016 election. James Comey at the time, FBI Director James Comey, admitted, remember this? I remember talking about this. This program started in 2015, so this wasn't long into this program's existence when I had to talk about Clinton email servers. That's when I told you that Hillary Clinton thought that it was safe to house a server in her bathroom. She thought that the four walls and the door that locked around that server acted as a firewall. And all the crazy things that came from that. But Comey said of Hillary that she acted extremely careless. But the Department of Justice said they weren't going to press charges. Remember, this came out just a few weeks before the election. It was all kind of a mess back then. But Comey came out and said she acted extremely carelessly, but that she that didn't warrant charges to be filed. There's a term. I'm drawing a blank on the term. It'll come to me in a moment. But basically, that was what Comey concluded, siding with Hillary and actually doing something that hadn't been done, which is go to the podium and explain why charges were not brought against somebody. Then, of course, we had the Russian collusion probe. This consumed Trump's, well, you could say his entire presidency, but definitely the first couple of years. Mueller later found that there was no conspiracy. That entire thing, I never from day one understood why somebody would have ever believed that story, that Trump got on an airplane and went to the Kremlin. I mean, this is how I envision it anyway, but whether the specifics are what they allege, this is the generally what the argument was, that Trump called up or visited with Putin and had him get some of his best social media marketers to effectively convince or to trick Hillary voters on social media platforms like Twitter at the time, like Pokemon Go, to trick them into believing that they should vote for Trump instead of Hillary. It's just preposterous. I mean, just the whole thing was just idiotic. As I said before, if a marketing firm was that effective at getting results, they would be hired by people all over. They could charge whatever price they wanted. And by the way, the last step of any conspiracy is not a media campaign. It's not an advertising blitz. But anyway, that's out there as well, where they use this to weaponize against the Trump administration. What about Hunter Biden's laptop? Remember when there were 51, not just one or two or five, but 51 so-called intelligence experts, intelligence officials in the weeks leading up to the 2020 election. You see a pattern here? You see a pattern where there's evidence of wrongdoing by a candidate in the case of Hillary, or by the candidate's son that could potentially implicate the candidate himself, Joe Biden, in 2020. You see this. And then you have people step in at the last minute from within the government or those who have government credentials who assure the rest of us that Hillary didn't do anything wrong and that Hunter Biden didn't do anything wrong. In fact, the 51 intelligence experts told us that it was most likely Russian disinformation, misinformation. And the FBI warned tech companies before the election And this is where this this information was throttled. It was kept from being shared across these platforms. And a lot of people, even in the wake of the election, came out and said that had they known this, they would have not voted for Joseph Robinette's bribery. I remember telling you behind this microphone in 2020 or maybe 2012, it was 2020 because before the election, I remember saying this little old guy with a microphone, talk radio show, podcast, knows more apparently than 51 intelligence professionals, the so-called experts. By the way, if you ever want to know why people like me are skeptical of trusting the experts, look no further than this. Because this is a bunch of bunk. They made it up. They had no reason to say what they were saying. It turns out the Hunter Biden laptop story was absolutely true. And here we are. Here we are now dealing with some of the repercussions of this. And again, part of those repercussions, and excuse me, by the way, I've got a bit of a sinus infection. This happens to me every fall. I'm trying every trick I can to prevent this, so you might hear some coughing or the voice changing. Anyway, the Hunter Biden laptop story is another example. I'm up against the clock here, my friends. I'm out of time this segment. Sit tight. We'll continue on the other side of the break. You're listening to Conservative Not Better Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold.
gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment of this, the Todd Huff Show. It's good to be back here on this Monday. Friends, I want to tell you really quickly, too, if you're concerned about cholesterol, if you're concerned about heart health, consider taking Salty. Salty is an all-natural, clinically proven way to lower your cholesterol. It's been proven to be good for your heart. And it's something that, again, science has spoken on here. Science has spoken on and told us that Salty is safe and it is effective. It's all natural. It's not a drug. You don't have to go to your doctor. Again, I'm not against the doctor. I'm against the doctor every time there's a sniffle, but, you know, there's a time to go to the doctor. This is a good first step. It's very affordable. Salty.com is the website. I take the product. You can as well. Salty.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, promo code Todd gets you what? Free shipping and 50% off. That's a heck of a deal, my friends. 50% off your first purchase. As I said, it's already quite affordable. The discount makes it even more so. Salty.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, promo code Todd. All right, I got a little to catch up on here before we get to the end of the program today. One thing I didn't mention before in the last segment because of time constraints, big tech censorship back from 2020 to 2022, the White House pressured, we know this now, the Biden administration, President bribery and his auto pen and people on his staff pressured Facebook and Twitter to suppress what they considered to be misinformation. Just let this sink in. You want to talk about a real violation against the First Amendment, against your rights to speak your mind in a public forum like Facebook or Twitter or whatever, X, whatever it was called back then. This is it. This isn't Biden just complaining about some of the things said about him on Facebook. This isn't like Trump saying the media's fake news. This is actually using the powers and the force of the government to tell a private company to silence people, to silence certain opinions that they don't politically agree with. This is at the heart of the sort of things that the founders wanted to prevent when they penned the First Amendment. Missouri versus Biden court case flagged potential First Amendment violations. I mean, this is right there for anyone to see. So this is how conservatives, or in particular, how Trump had been targeted by the government. This is how they've been targeted by the weaponization of our government. Now, we don't want to do the same. I know that there are people out there who say, Todd, if they do it, then we should do it as well. I reject that position. I do. I reject that position. I understand the thinking. Todd, if we always play by the rules and they never play by the rules, we're going to have a problem. My friends, if we all decide we're not going to play by the rules, then we're all definitely going to have a problem. We have to fix this problem the right way. We have to be willing to do whatever it takes legally, whatever it takes morally. We have to be, as long as it falls within those lines, it's moral and legal, then we have to be prepared to do that. In fact, on today's Todd Talk, I talked about that very thing. I talked about this concept of redistricting. For those who are resistant to redistricting, in fact, I might make a phone call here in my state. I'm not sure. I've been thinking about it, but I might be calling my representative to tell her that I think we should look into pursuing the redistricting model. I know that that is upsets some people, even people on the conservative side. And I understand But I also understand that we're in the midst of a cold civil war. And I also understand that blue states have already squeezed as much political opportunity as they can from their states, the way that they have districted their states. And now they're telling us no one else can do the same. I reject that. I fully understand blue states can do it. We know Missouri, Texas have both signed into law their new maps. California is proceeding with a map to basically try to counteract what's happened in those two states. But Indiana is a state that could potentially do that as well. There's plenty of others, and there's a lot more territory for Republicans to gain, some seats for Republicans to potentially gain. There's no guarantee in this, right? There's no guarantee in this at all. This is a political exercise. There could be political consequences for doing these things. I'm just saying we have to be prepared and willing to do whatever is moral, legal, and ethical in order to win this fight. There has to be a winner. You can't compromise. You can't compromise, my friends, with the people who are cheering for the death of Charlie Kirk, that are mocking his death. There's no compromise for those. There are compromises that can be made with other people on the left side of the aisle, the liberals and the Democrats, but you cannot compromise with that level of moral depravity that are cheering for the death of people that are in our group. Selective prosecution was had with BLM rioters in 2020. Many charges were dropped quickly. Converse, or I guess compare and contrast that with the way that January Sixers were prosecuted aggressively. By the way, some should have been, but many were held in violation, were denied due process. Where's the concern about that? It's just not there, my friends. Context matters, and it matters a lot. It's wrong to target our opponents just because they're our opponents, but it's also wrong to shield those who are the elites, those who are in the inner circle. Excuse me, the voice is acted up here. Those who are responsible for doing some of these things. Those who are responsible potentially for weaponizing the government, misleading the public, doing all sorts of things, and then suddenly saying they can't be held accountable because they're on the other side of the political aisle. It's wrong to do that as well. True rule of law. It cuts both ways, my friends, even for those who are powerful and connected. I have to go. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk again soon, my friends. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.